Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about how to strengthen yourself. I'm going to read you from 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 6, where we read, "Now David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and his daughters. But David strengthened himself in the Lord his God." This was a turning point in David's life, when out of catastrophe brought on by spiritual decline, he once again looked to the Lord. When everything was falling down around him, David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. Yet, how did David strengthen himself in the Lord? Well, number one, David could strengthen himself in the Lord as he remembered God's love. At this point of total loss, David now saw the Lord's love in the rejection of the Philistine leaders that happened just a short time before this. If God had not sent him back home through the rejection of the Philistines, it would have been weeks and weeks until he returned, and the situation would have been far worse. That which stung him before, a few days earlier, became sweet to him now, and a most precious expression of God's love. Secondly, David could strengthen himself in the Lord as he remembered God's promise and calling. He could shake his head, clear the fog, and say, "I am a man anointed by God. I'm called by God, and God promised that I would be the next king of Israel. I have a high calling and promise from God, and he hasn't taken it away. I need to stay living according to that destiny." Third, David could strengthen himself in the Lord as he remembered God's past deliverances. He could say, "Listen, this is a terrible spot, no doubt about it. But remember all the times when the Lord delivered me on bout of bad spots before? If he did it then, he'll do it now. God didn't deliver me before only to let me perish now." Now, 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verses 19 and 20, gives an interesting aspect to this incident. It says that men from the tribe of Manasseh came to him at this time and stood with him when others turned on David. But that wasn't mentioned as encouragement to David at all. Yet the text doesn't say David strengthened himself in the help from the men of Manasseh. Now, no doubt about it, those men were certainly a blessing, but they weren't the real strength David needed. What he needed would come from God and God alone. This whole season of decline in David's life began with something that he said in his heart. 1 Samuel chapter 27, verse 1 says that David said in his heart, "Now I shall perish someday by the hand of Saul. There's nothing better for me than that I should speedily escape to the land of the Philistines, and Saul will despair of me to seek me any more in any part of Israel, so I shall escape out of his hand." You see, that season of decline began with something David said in his heart, and it ended with something David said in his heart. He strengthened himself in the Lord his God. Friend, God helping you, you can also do this. You can remember God's love. You can remember God's promise and calling on your life. And you can remember his past deliverances in your life. And you can look to God for strength instead of primarily looking to people. If you do those things, you'll know and feel the strength of God as you do them. And I invite you to do that, to strengthen yourself in the Lord your God, and to do it today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.